The Pope today received the participants in a four-day international convention under the sponsorship of the Council of European Bishops' Conferences. The gathering is looking at the role of the university in the building of a new humanism for Europe. Chris Altieri reports.
In remarks to the participants gathered in Paul VI Hall, Pope Benedict said the theme of the meeting, a new humanism for Europe, the role of the universities, invites a disciplined assessment of contemporary culture on the continent.
Europe today needs to preserve and reappropriate her authentic tradition if she is to remain faithful to her vocation as a cradle of humanism.
The Holy Father said men and women of higher education need to undertake sustained reflection on a number of foundational issues, and that the first challenge they must face is a comprehensive study of the crisis of modernity.
A false dichotomy between theism and authentic humanism, taken to the extreme of positing an irreconcilable conflict between divine law and human freedom, has led to a situation in which humanity, for all its economic and technical advances, feels deeply threatened.
The Pope said it is necessary to broaden our understanding of what rationality is.
The rise of the European universities was fostered by the conviction that faith and reason are meant to cooperate in the search for truth, each respecting the nature and legitimate autonomy of the other, yet working together harmoniously and creatively to serve the fulfillment of the human person in truth and love.
Pope Benedict also discussed the nature of the contribution Christianity can make to the humanism of the future.
Christianity must not be relegated to the world of myths and emotion, but respected for its claim to shed light on the truth about man, to be able to transform men and women spiritually, and thus to enable them to carry out their vocation in history.
The Holy Father discussed the role of university professors in building the new humanism.
University professors, in particular, are called to embody the virtue of intellectual charity, recovering their primordial vocation to train future generations not only by imparting knowledge, but by the prophetic witness of their own lives.
Pope Benedict concluded his remarks expressing the hope that universities will become communities committed to the tireless pursuit of truth. I'm Chris Altieri.